from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, congestion pricing just started for Manhattan this week, but opponents to the new tolling program are not giving up in trying to halt it. Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says she'll work with Donald Trump to try and get rid of congestion pricing once Trump is sworn in as president.
The impact of pollution on minorities, now we're going to see that traffic shift to exactly those communities. And that is why I think there is the ability for President Trump to step in here and halt the program and direct a study.
Malliotakis believes there is an option for the next administration to halt congestion pricing while arguing that traffic and air pollution will shift to the outer boroughs. Trump's previously said he's against congestion pricing. And PATH riders will soon have to pay more to get to New York City, as congestion pricing is expected to force many drivers to switch to public transportation.
Starting Sunday, a single trip across the Hudson will go from $2.75 to $3. A 10-trip card will rise from $26 to $28.50, and a 30-day pass will increase from $110.25 to $120.75. This is the first increase on the rail system, which serves millions of riders a year from northeastern New Jersey in more than 10 years. Meanwhile, the Port Authority says the PATH Hoboken station will close for track and station upgrades for about 4 weeks starting January 30th. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Preliminary work on the long-delayed Ocean County Beach Replenishment Project is scheduled to begin this month. Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers say the dredge is scheduled to arrive offshore by February 5th. Work will start in Seaside Heights and Seaside Park. The project, which will cost $73.5 million, includes pouring more than 2 million cubic yards of sand on beaches from Manasquan to Barnegat Inlets. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we thaw out soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Clear, dry, windy, cold. That's pretty much your forecast through the end of the work week here. Our next potential storm system could arrive this weekend. I map out three possible scenarios with probabilities for big snow, little snow, and nothing at all in my weather blog at nj1015.com. Clear skies tonight, and we continue the cold breeze. So with lows falling to the upper teens to around 20, the wind chill may dip into the single digits overnight. Needless to say, bundle up. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Sunshine, a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, still frozen, highs around 30. On Friday, we'll see increasing clouds and dry weather, highs in the lower to mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Sussex 26, Trenton 32, and Egg Harbor Township 32 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.